Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I am a guest today named Rob.
I'm Jonathan.
I am a guest today named George. Apparently we're being robot hosts today.
Rob, thank you for doing your opening the same way you do your show, which is always a quiet whisper before you cackle us to death.
I'm your host.
Hey, Hi.
I want to be on your thing.
Welcome to the Tombstone Minute. Maddie's terrible.
It's called foreplay.
Yeah, he does like, he's a tease.
What minute are we talking about today?
What minute? The best minute ever. Minute 69, guys.
Nice.
Welcome to minute 69.
Why is that
How's
a good joke?
Feeling? I don't know. It's pretty cliche.
What is that joke? What does it mean? Urban Dictionary.
You know, you've seen a louver?
Yeah.
It's basically, it's the louver maneuver. It's when you flip completely over.
It's a maneuver.
What happens this minute, Jonathan?
I'm going to tell you in a second, Rob.
Okay.
He's too busy thinking about sniffing butts.
He's like,
I need a minute. Where's my math book?
Math book. I got to stick something in my waistband. Excuse me for a second. Call back to an older episode. All right. This minute begins with Ethan doing a stunt and ends with Ethan doing a flip.
Ethan stunt.
It's a stunt. Hellfire, we got stunts on this show.
So about to do some action. It's about time. It's been so long. We've been talking for 4 hours.
Remember when we did a horse race? That's in this movie.
That was stock footage.
That's in this movie.
Remember that painting by Degas with the pole and the horse face?
Speaking of getting me going, slow motion woo. We get a little slow motion woo in this minute.
Let's talk about slow motion woo.
We do.
This is maybe the actioniest face action we get in this movie. It's just Ethan screaming that he's going.
I'm going.
Like, and Billy could not be happy. Billy is in hog heaven right now, and poor Luther has finally gotten the louvers working. And the whole minute is mostly silence and the sound of it's just rope. It's just rope. Your grapple that you were talking about earlier, that line of nice, taut, put-together string.
Is he just repeatedly pressing the escape key?
Yes, I saw that. He's just hitting escape, 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 escape.
Because he wants out of the van that bad?
Yes, the van has a...
That's how you open the doors.
Well, the van doesn't have an exit sign like the helicopter does, so he doesn't know how to get out. I mean, guys, you saw the inside of it. It's got bunk beds. It's a pretty big van.
So if you just didn't watch this minute and just listen to it, it's Luther yelling, no, not yet. Ethan saying, I'm doing it now. I'm going now. And then Billy just screaming
like
in delight. And then just the sound of rope.
And wind.
Yeah. Sounds like George spooning.
You're not wrong.
The last thing you'll hear, when George spoons, the last thing you hear is rope tightening. And then nothing. Silence.
Just sweet, blissful darkness.
And we talked about it in the last minute. It's definitely fake. We're okay with it. Well, Rob's okay with it.
But here's the thing. It's like good, like well-executed, well-shot, conceivable fake. It's like, yes.
And there's
here's
tension.
Here's the thing.
And it's interesting, like Rob said also in like Monday or Tuesday's episode, was talking about how John Woo loves to move the camera around.
Yeah.
It's a lot of coverage of this, and it looks really good.
A lot of really quick, short shots, a lot of reactions, a lot of quick, fast stuff. Yeah, I love it. I think this is a good scene. And then he slows it down with the slow-mo.
Is this too much like Mission Impossible?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. I feel like the dangly bits are very... too reminiscent.
Every day I dangling.
Every day I dangling. Dangling. Still funny.
Still funny to us. Yeah, I mean, I agree, though. This is... I feel like you kind of have to have this. Also, like, I think it's important to remember that this movie didn't come out, like, immediately after Mission Impossible 1.
That's true.
So as,
4 years. 4 years.
As much as we're like, oh, it's just redoing it, like... You know, there was a pretty big gap between Mission Impossible and Mission Impossible 2 that I can imagine I did not see this in the theater, but I imagine if I had, it would kind of be like, oh, yeah, here we go. This is the thing that I know. Now we're finally seeing something that I recognize.
And let's be real. Let's be real. A callback nowadays gets more woos.
John Woos.
No pun intended. But, like, you know, like every Marvel movie, like Endgame, which we have not seen yet and have to go see. Shutter I'm sure bra. It was great. It's funny that we're like, oh, it's the same thing as they did in the other movie. It's like, yeah, that's fine. It's a callback. We're good.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, Jonathan. In the sequel to a movie where all the principal characters are the same, it's not a callback. It's just a recycle.
Oh, you feel like this was just like, we're just going to dangle again.
They're like, oh, you know, yeah, there's that really cool point in the first movie where he's like dangling and he's like, you know, everyone's like toast and then there's like sweat and then there's, let's just do that again, but with louvers.
That was right, the louvers in the van.
Two turntables and a microphone.
And last time, louver was in the in the fire truck.
We were talking about this. Luther, poor Luther, doesn't get to go do anything. He's always
he's constantly.
Truck.
I'm pretty sure. I believe it was brought up recently on the show Listening Order that he is actually always shot in another country. He's just never on set.
Yeah, we said that. That's because you're current.
Yeah, I'm current. I dig that.
Rob, do you remember that part, Rob?
Sorry, Rob. Spoilers.
But I'm a louver baby, so why don't you kill me?
There it is. That's the name of the episode.
Nice.
I'm a louver baby.
So my only argument against you, George, I generally agree with you, but my only argument is that the Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible 2 feels so different from the Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible 1, that I think a scene like this is almost necessary for you to feel like, oh, this is the same Ethan.
He still dangles.
He still dangles. Every day he dangling.
Dangling, dangling. I still don't understand how this is capturing light. We get to see more of the mechanism.
Yeah, the whole 24 hours of daylight thing still doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Basically, at the bottom of it, it's just got a tiny hole, which is a window down into the lab. And I'm like, why don't I just make the whole thing a hole? Like a whole thing light.
You can store energy produced by light for 24 hours, but you cannot store actual light.
Right. Light batteries are solar batteries don't hold solar rays. They hold the energy created from it.
A jar of sunlight that you could just crack open. Sorry, vampires.
I assumed that I didn't get that. I assumed it was just during the daylight hours that sunlight comes in, and at night.
This is like 24 hours, like daylight, like around the clock, I think you said earlier.
Yeah, that was the point. It stores, it not only beams the light in all day long from everywhere, which means it has to follow it has to track the sun through every season. That seems
also, we just basically saw the sun go down. So depending on time of year, if it's Australia, that means opposite. So this is like December. It could just be like, there's just like 6:30 in the afternoon and people still like are at work.
It's weird because when we see the clock, there's a huge clock on the building when they come in there. It's like 11 o'clock at night. That doesn't make any sense.
They just show the sun going down.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. That's a good question. I don't think we're supposed to think about it that much, to be honest. Oh, my question is this. My question is, a security guy, what's this guy doing? Right?
He's not a security guy. He's a lab guy.
So
his name is Sammy Agar.
He's checking on all the Agars.
He's looking at it right now. So imagine you are this company, you have an important thing, and for 40 seconds, the rest of the day you're totally fine, but for 40 seconds, actually, none of this makes any sense at all, because wouldn't you just try doing this during the daytime, when it's open all the time?
They don't have time for that.
No. I feel like what they could do, on Rob's point, is infiltrate in the daytime, and then just wait a while. Just chill.
Yeah.
Just go and
you don't
like,
need to
hey
do
out.
It during this 40-second thing.
Here's what my point was earlier when I completely, my brain died. Okay, guys, you're sitting around a house. You hear like the of a helicopter, like, shit, there's a helicopter out there. What's going on with that? And you look.
Like in Goodfellas.
Yes. This helicopter is poised above this building for, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes of screen time? And no one's going like, why is a helicopter up there? That's weird. The helicopters are very obvious, very loud, very noisy things.
Not in whisper mode, George.
This is not, it's not a real thing.
You talking about Airwolf?
Yeah.
Talking about conspiracy theory.
That's Knight Rider, sorry. They're basically the same
thing. Knight Rider.
Same thing.
No, one's in the sky.
No.
Also, there's a stupid Australian screaming out of it. So not only is the helicopter loud, but there's a guy going, yeah!
It's Billy.
Well, in the defense of Australia, they're used to loud Australians screaming things at all hours of the night.
That's true.
So, okay, it's nighttime. Now I'm all mixed up. I assumed that, like, I thought it was at dawn. It closes.
No, Rob, the sun comes up at dawn.
Or at dusk, it closes. But now he's coming down here in the middle of the night. So why is it open? And then why is it closed? Yeah.
It opens to ventilate one time for 40 seconds every...
No. It's not. No, Luther's hacking this thing to get it open. It just has to stay open for the prescribed 40 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, because that's the amount of time it can be open before the alarms go off.
Which is also absolutely random and arbitrary.
In the script.
Oh, yes.
Read it sexy.
Okay. The atrium, one of a kind. No, this is earlier down when they were talking about the central building. Basically, the point, they took this out of the movie, but they were, Luther and Ethan were talking about it, and he doesn't want to wait to go in there. That's part of the problem. Again, with Ethan not wanting to wait on his team.
Yeah.
He didn't want to leave Naya in Ambrose's house for another 24 hours.
Because that means no worries.
So he's all worked up about her getting, like, you know, bone thrown, like, when he first shows up. And he's like, you know what? We need to get this job done fast because she might have sex again.
Against her will that I did the first – that's my fault she had sex the first time with the guy.
Yeah.
But now I'm bothered by it.
I feel like he's got some weirdly misplaced priorities.
Maybe he's like, scoring. And he's like, oh, no, if he has sex with her again, then he – comes ahead of me. And
yeah, I've only boned her once, but they did date, so I'm already in the deficit.
That's probably it.
Maybe he's buffering.
I'm always buffering.
Buffering.
Do you guys want some atrium
information? Atrium facts!
Atrium information. Atrium information.
Atrium information. Do you guys know where the largest atrium in the world is?
My heart.
Mall of America.
I kind of appreciate that guess. Is
Dubai.
Dubai is a really good guess, George. It is incorrect. The largest, if you measured it by the amount of space in the atrium, is none other than the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, which is 29 million cubic feet. Because
that makes sense, because it's a giant.
The giant light.
Hollowed out. pineapple.
Pyramid.
Pyramid.
Thank you. Although I wish the Luxor would switch their shape to a giant pineapple.
I under the sea, like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
They get a lot more people to go there. If you notice at second 15, that remember how we were talking about the glitch in the code? It's an open and shut button.
He's hitting escape rapidly.
It's an open and shut button. That's all it is. With a little safety notice. That's it.
Yeah, that's
if he had
glitch.
A better GUI, he could just click and say yes, and it would open.
You guys ever done a manual override on your natural light shaft?
Daily. Oh,
so many times. Gross. I tried just to think about baseball. Are they saying that that's 65 stories high?
So that means he drops, because floor 42 is where the sample's at, so he drops 23 stories.
Okay.
Which,
so that atrium really is only halfway down the building.
The atrium, it doesn't go all the way down the building.
Here's the thing. They call it an atrium as if it is like this big open area. But basically it is a large vertical shaft that goes basically
that goes
to a
into
window
a
at the very
hole.
Top of the lab. That
yeah,
is not
it
an atrium.
A
that is a very no. expressive size.
It's a tube.
It's a skylight. It's a very big ass skylight.
It is a skylight.
You know what sucks? Skylights. Skylights suck. You ever had a skylight in your bedroom?
Yes.
Horrendous.
No.
Rob, do you want me to, Rob, it wasn't in my bedroom. It was in the room off my bedroom that I kept my
bathroom.
Comic books in.
Wait. Is this more Rich Jonathan story? You
yes,
had a
it is. I love Rich Jonathan stories.
God.
It was a room that had comic books in it.
Hashtag King of the Mountain. You, Jonathan, it's not really good to store your comic books in areas with large amounts of natural light.
I know that, and that's why I was mad when I saw that it had been built that way.
Yeah. My sophomore year in college, I lived in a 5-bedroom apartment with 5 other men. And one bathroom.
Go on, yeah, Rob.
I had the top floor. There was a skylight, and I hated it because at a certain point every morning, just the sunlight would shine in on my face, and it was too high to cover. They're awful.
Oh, I had one in my bedroom that was like a weird shape, like accent window, like a tiny one, and it basically did that. In the morning, I wish that someone had thought, where's the sun going to go every day?
Like a Death Star laser, guess what? Beam waking you up.
So it went down into my face, and so I'd wake up with sunlight on my eyes.
So, Jonathan, you'd wake up, and you would ring your little bell, and then the butler would come and, like, put the shades down?
Do, sir, no, Jonathan. Rob. Yes, I will take your sunlight from your eyes.
Where's this guy from?
From England, where all the sunlight does not go.
Wasn't your co-host English? That's not how Neil sounds.
That's how I am, Neil. Oi.
Oi.
It's not very good. Anyway, no, Rob, that's ridiculous. The bell was only for when I was sick.
Oh, okay.
So ask for soup.
Or a fun London fog.
A London fog.
Excuse me. It's called a Funden fog.
Our Funden log.
That's a totally different aspect altogether. You got to pay extra for that.
Yeah, in the original script, they actually set off. Well, this is going on. They actually set off a diversion.
Oh, what was it? Billy dying?
Yeah, it was Billy crashing the helicopter into another building. They'd be like, "Oh my god, did you see that?"
He's like, "Oh, so here's the story. So we're going to drop him in, right? And I'm British, not Australian, but it's fine. And he's like, and he's going to fall. But then as soon as he gets to the bottom, I'm gonna jump out of the helicopter.
Billy's got myxomatosis."
What? Billy's got Meniere's disease.
Is it myxomatosis, the thing that they gave all the in Australia, they gave all the rabbits?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So myxomatosis is a disease that affects rabbits, and I thought they brought it into Australia in an attempt to control the rabbit population because it's part of like the colonization. The English brought all these rabbit because they love to do the little like rabbit and fox hunts. But then the rabbits went wild down under, and they were like, "We got to get rid of all these rabbits." So they brought in this. I really think what I'm talking about is that this movie is really about myxomatosis, the virus that is very dangerous in Australia.
Wow, I see why you cut 20 minutes out of your episode.
Absolutely, that definitely puts a totally different spin on your favorite mixologist.
Myxomatosis is a real thing, and it affects bunnies.
Anyway, the thing I was talking about that's interesting about the actual script.
People are so happy about just telling them all this information on myxomatosis.
They'll never hear it.
So what's the diversion? Rabbits?
The diversion was they had an alarm go off in cosmetics. Like, I guess they have a cosmetics testing lab also, along with viruses.
That
filled with
sense.
Rabbits.
Yeah, for myxomatosis.
What's myxomatosis, Rob?
Myxomatosis is this thing that in Australia, they all these because it was colonized by England, they brought in all these
rabbits.
Great
to hear. Good. Perfect. I don't care.
They brought in all these rabbits, John.
I like how they're like, well, you know, we got a lot of rabbits. Instead of killing them with this weird virus, let's just take them to the cosmetics lab and stick lipstick in their butt and see what happens.
I'm so glad when we finally see Endgame, that's how Thanos is defeated.
By
Ant-Man being inserted into him. That was such a – I did not expect – literally, it was a shocker.
This is called a summer blush.
Yeah, he's like grumbling and has to go down the stairwell while Ethan. I guess in that scene, Ethan is like when he falls down there and there's that technician and there's just that window. There were actually guards down there
because Listen. He drops in there. He pulls flat. He gets all like, "Oh no, I can't be seen." And he foot plants on the wall and then like extends out. And then the technician looks out the window right at his butt.
You'd think he'd see him.
It's pretty obvious. I don't care if you are wearing black.
Yeah, you think he would see him because he is right up at the window. Who do you think would make a better spy between the three of us?
A rabbit?
George.
I think I'm going to vote George as well.
Really? That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably the most nimble. Well, well, look at him. He's the freaking giving tree. So yeah, what's also, he going to do?
Also his barista skills.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget his hemp mixologist.
Infiltrate and caffeinate.
I'm a Luther. I need to sweat over a keyboard.
You're the man
I'm not
keyboard,
gonna.
You're the man on the screens.
Yeah, yeah. Rob is Billy. Rob is,
he just laughs
up there
a lot,
screaming and laughing
shit.
his own jokes.
Only
although Rob
movie.
Would never be you could Rob would never be seen in a helicopter.
Also, Rob is also a ghost.
Only in one movie too. I didn't test well with the audiences.
You haven't tested well yet with our audience,
no.
But we still have. I keep having you on.
They're just waiting for those results before they ask you.
I would just mention one more thing before we end this. That's a cool flip by Ethan. Is that a real stunt that Tom did?
It feels like it is. It is
no,
a cool
they just
flip.
Moved the camera.
But I don't see his face. I don't see his face, so I don't think they ever show an actual flip. We do see him like extendo. If you look at the end of the second, you can see a guy doing it. I hope it's him.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it's probably Ving Rhames.
Yeah, that's how he hurt his knees.
There's another callback in this movie is Ving Rhames saying weird random stuff into a microphone during a tense moment.
Like what?
He's like, just counting like 20, 27, 26. It just makes me think of Toast. The same exact same thing. It's just so many parallels to the original scene to this. It's like, oh, come on, guys. You can do it.
Same as they also have a weird technician.
Yep.
Like we had Dunlow in the last one. Now we got this guy.
During intense moments with my wife, I like to count down from 30.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, 30 today? What? Is it my birthday?
Oh my God, did you drink Gatorade?
24.
Had some oysters, didn't you, big boy?
What is this technician checking?
Ingar. I don't know.
Are those lights? Are those
the server?
Tubes?
The server, maybe?
Yeah, that's like a computer farm.
Yeah, it looks like a computer room. But I'm just wondering. Because he actually isn't, like, over a Petri dish. So I was just, thought I'd ask.
Maybe it's he was just walking through the hall and like trying to just chill, and then he just noticed some movement outside of the weird window outside of his office.
There's no explanation of this guy, because obviously there was a scene with two security guards going to the cosmetics section. So there's nothing about this.
He was gonna go try that sunset blush.
They had an appointment at the clinique.
Let's please blissfully go to the tech of the app. Let's do a backflip. Here we go.
I'm backflipping in Tech of the App.
Feel good. Rob, did you land? Mm-hmm. Oh, you landed on me. Oh, Rob. Oh, I got you.
Big spoon.
It's okay. No, he landed on my shoulder, so it all works out. We're building like a human totem pole. Big fleshy.
Human centipede.
Yep. My favorite kind of animal. Rob, what is your tech of the app for this episode?
I'm going to go with the giant porthole.
Yeah, you would.
Mm-hmm. That apparently all the sunlight feeds into, so we could bring sunlight into the virus that's down there.
I like it. It's a nice set, because we'll get a closer look here in later minutes, but it looks futuristic and cool. And what about you, George?
I'm going to go with cosmetic lab fashion, because I dig his ensemble with the whole like gray jacket, you know, the gray on gray thing. I like it.
The Clinique guy?
Yeah. I feel like if I were going to wear an outfit in a lab, I would want to look like that. I want like some white lab coat. That's just cliche.
He kind of looks like a Death Star employee.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
he
DJ
does.
Death Star Commando. I'm digging it.
He's definitely a Paul Treatham. He's definitely got that. He would definitely ask TK421 why he's not at his post. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Mine is the louver, you know, the synchronization with jumping. It's less about the tech and more about the technique of the episode. This was I like the shot. I know it's fake. I know I don't like that it is fake, but I do enjoy the symmetry of it. Coming when he's coming down the shaft, it's very fun. Yeah, say it. I said shaft. All right, you're seven. All right. But yeah, I think it's a cool shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Tom Cruise's face.
Mm-hmm.
He looks surprised that he made it through. This is going to hit such a lump cut, it's not even funny. Well, that's a good place to wrap up because we got a lot more to talk about tomorrow on Minute 70. So until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
Hey, I'm George.
I've been Rob. Oh, shoot.
Everybody's talking at the same
Too
time.
Too slow.
Yeah. This minute will self-destruct.